At Heritage Federal Credit Union, we have experienced private bankers who can elevate your banking experience by offering elite service with a personal touch. Here to tell us a bit more is Ashlyn Johnson, a private banker at Heritage. This is the Talking Sense podcast with Heritage. I'm your host, Prakash Chandran. So Ashlyn, thank you so much for joining us today. I truly appreciate your time. Now, I was reading that you have experience with healthcare providers, and I'd love to know a little bit more about how you gain knowledge and expertise in that industry.
Yeah, so thank you for having me. I have actually worked in healthcare for a little over 16 years. I've worked in the long-term care setting as I've worked in the healthcare setting. So I feel like I know the ins and outs of a lot of things healthcare-wise. I've been very blessed to have worked alongside with some amazing medical professionals. And thanks to them, they have been able to help me understand what it takes to be a professional in the industry. Whenever you're working in healthcare, it's all about time. And we all know time is valuable, and efficiency, which obviously efficiency is what we look for.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And to have that background in healthcare, I think just like gives you a really unique perspective, especially when it comes to private banking and banking services. Could you talk broadly about the services you provide and then talk about how that kind of relates to your healthcare experience?
Yeah. So the services that we provide, I can help with personal loans, business loans, account management, personal checking, business checking. And then, you know, I'm local, I'm here, I can help with anything right away. And so, like I said earlier in my first comment, I've worked in healthcare, and so I know that time is very valuable. So my main goal is to bring the things that these healthcare professionals need to them.
I love that. Now, you are a private banker, and I'd love for you to explain a little bit more about what that means and who might private banking services be beneficial to.
Yeah. So I'm happy to help anyone, but private banking is mainly focused with medical professionals, high net worth clients. My main goal is I want to build rapport with these individuals. I want them to be successful. So just connecting with them and bringing what they need is exactly what I'm going to do.
I love that, especially in the days of banking right now where everything is systematized and everything is automated. Just the fact that you're there, having that personal touch, having someone that just knows you, understands your circumstance, your situation, it's just a breath of fresh air. And I imagine that's kind of the feedback you get from your clients. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So people are going to be listening to this and just wondering, well, what are some of the advantages of private banking? And you spoke earlier about like time and efficiency and that being paramount, but what are some other advantages that people should be aware of?
Yeah. So my main goal is to just provide that concierge personal touch service with my private banking clients. Professionals don't have time in their busy schedules to sit on a phone call or go into the branch or wait for documents to come to them and to be signed. My approach is to bring all of that to them to provide convenience. I want to have that personal touch to where they can get what they need right away.
Right. You can really be their advocate, right, for escalating things through the process, whether that be a personal loan or opening an account. That is something you are able to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, I can help with that right along with being efficient, providing quick access to any banking needs. If they have questions, I'm like that one-stop shop. They reach out to me. They don't have to go through five different sets of hands. They just reach out directly to me and I can kind of help navigate their banking needs to create success.
You mentioned up at the top, you know, your 16 years of experience in healthcare. What are some of the things when you were a healthcare provider or working in healthcare that you thought about from a financial perspective? And what are some things that you take with you that enable you or empower you to help healthcare providers differently than other people?
Yeah. One thing that I've been working with already with a few medical professionals that I had even seen myself years ago is, again, it's all about that time management. As a medical professional, you're there to help others. That's what you do all day long. You provide services to get what other people need. But on the flip side of that, we ourselves, or as medical professionals, they need certain things. So I am here to bring that to them. They may need help with getting a child's first car, or they may need to set up a college fund or a checking account for their child. They may need a mortgage. They may need a personal checking. And again, their jobs are very high demand. So being able to provide them what they need efficiently, fast. That's what I want to bring to them.
Yeah. And I know another component that Heritage tries to focus on is understanding. And like, we live in this world of like fluctuating interest rates and a fluctuating financial environment. Is that something that you pride yourself on? Just the fact that in the time that you have with them, you give them understanding around what's happening, what their options are, whether they're getting that loan for their child's car or otherwise?
Yeah, absolutely. And the good thing with our private banking, we are building ultimately a private banking program to where we're building rapport with these private banking clients. We're making a connection with them. We want to be able to give them some special perks. Maybe that is some type of special rate or something that we can give to them that they aren't going to get anywhere else. And again, that's because we appreciate our private banking clients and we want to do whatever we can to help them.
One of the things that Heritage stands on is elevating the banking experience. And as a private banker, I'm curious as to how you think about that.
Yeah, ultimately, I think elevating the private banking experience is going to be just connecting with your client. You know, every meeting can be a business meeting, but when my clients come in, I want them to be comfortable and I want them to feel proud to work with me.
For sure. And I think with all the different options out there, like there's the big banks, right, that everyone tends to use. And sometimes they've had those banks since college, right? And they've never even considered a credit union before. So what you're saying is that there's nothing that really replaces that personal connection, right? Like at a big bank, you're just not going to get that same type of service. What might you say in addition to that, that might kind of convince someone that maybe they may want to consider a bank like Heritage?
Yeah, there are several different amazing, great institutions. But with Heritage, it's all about the personal touch, treating every member like they're the only member, our commitment. Our main goal is to facilitate their needs to make them successful. I have physicians, cardiologists, anesthesia, any medical professional who has been in healthcare, been working in that setting for years. But I also have been working with several physician residents. You know, I'll be honest, I'm a little bit passionate about because I know what it is like to be in that healthcare setting, and especially these up and coming physicians. They are the ones that we really need to pinpoint and we need to help and guide in the right direction because they get out of school and they are hitting the ground running. And we just need to be able to provide them the banking needs and the essentials and navigate for them to help them be successful from the very start.
Yeah. And I think that's probably where this financial planning aspect comes in. So even though you may not handle it personally, you have people on your team that once you get that initial assessment done and you get to know them a little bit, you'll be able to direct them in the best path forward to basically set them off on a good financial foundation. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can help any private banking client. If it's not in my expertise at the moment, then I know the correct person to navigate them to, and I will work right alongside collaborating with that individual to make sure that we help them with whatever they need.
Yeah. So I think like the big takeaway is it's not just private banking. It's more about understanding the needs and empathizing with who this person is. And you specifically obviously work with healthcare providers, but it's like, how do you use these different vehicles or instruments, whether that be loans and various account management measures or even financial planning analysis? How can you best serve the community? And Heritage basically has that comprehensive view on everything. And so you're just kind of, let's just call it the gateway to a wide range of services that Heritage offers. Is that fair?
Absolutely. That is exactly what Heritage is all about. And the great thing too is we have people come in and they have a plan and, you know, we sit down and they say, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to open this. Can you help me with this? And by the end of the meeting, we've already identified two separate needs that we're able to set up and get started for them. So it's all about just taking the things that they're requesting, looking at what they have and what they need, and just developing a strategic plan for them.
Amazing. Well, Ashlyn, I think this has been a great conversation. Like, it gives me a good sense of what separates Heritage and you from a lot of the big other institutions that might be out there that don't offer that personal touch. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our audience before we sign off today?
I would just say that if you have any banking needs, please reach out to me. I would be more than happy to sit down and help you in any way possible.
Ashlyn, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That was Ashlyn Johnson, a private banker at Heritage. For more information, you can visit heritagefederal.org, click on the search box, and search private banking. If you found this podcast to be helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thank you for listening to Talking Sense with Heritage. My name is Prakash Chandran. Be well.